Blog Talk Radio.
Got a lot of callers in the queue this morning, so I want to get started very quickly. Want to let our callers know that we're going to try to get to each and every one of you, but the readings are going to be short today, so one question per caller, because people are already lined up, which is great. Glad to have you here. If you would like to follow us or stay connected to our show schedule, you can do so by clicking on the follow button under the Neil Baker Psychic Hour, or you can join us on Facebook or Twitter. Those accounts are linked under a Blog Talk Radio profile, and there's an additional Facebook account which can be found via the other Facebook account. But today's episode is dealing with relationships, and you know, of course, we all have relationships when we're here on the planet, and some of those relationships are karmic, some are transcendent, and some are short-lived, some are long-term, and the long-term relationships can be karmic of nature, Neil. They can also be transcendent. You could have a mixture of both. And some of our relationships are meant to have a shorter duration. And I think sometimes it's very challenging when we get caught up in the depth of emotion in a relationship to recognize when it's time to let a relationship go, when it's run its course. And on today's episode, that's what we're going to be discussing. As well as the fact that in the birthday code, you can determine between two people the possible duration of a relationship. We're not going to really give away that secret, but it's something definitely connected to the topic.
Well, we'll reveal it in our book more in more detail. And yes, the birthday code does reveal a lot about our karmic connections with other people. And when you put the dates together, there's a lot to be said about the connection. But just because there is a connection in a birthday, that necessarily means that this is your soulmate or this is the person you'll be with. There's a karmic connection going on, and then you have to analyze to what degree is its importance, and to to what degree the two people are in their individual development and why they're coming together at this point in time. Which can be for good reasons, it can be for karmic reasons that are about resolving something, all kinds of things. Basically, when we're talking about these karmic connections, we're talking about two things that are going to immediately hit our consciousness. We're talking about our body and our soul. Our body and our soul are going to connect to our karmic people by way of something will ignite in the soul, and the body perceives it. So sometimes the body gets the ignition, and then the soul perceives it. It's like this intense energy. Sometimes it's just mere attraction. You're just attracted to somebody, and the physicality is mutual. So there's a certain body attraction, because we do part of one third of our existence is body. That energy alone can bring about a great energy. And as we know, the body can influence the emotions. So we can, perchance, mistake a physical body attraction for something that's deeper when it really isn't deeper.
Right. And I hear a lot of people or see a lot of people in discussions talking about, you know, higher transcendent relationships, twin flames, twin souls, which we're really not specifically getting into today. But the being the identifying characteristics for these types of relationships are, oh, I felt this overwhelming attraction or energy when I encountered this person. And, you know, these relationships actually, though they have feelings or the byproducts of the relationships, that this type of relationship is not based on a feeling. That is not a defining characteristic of a transcendent relationship.
No, not exactly. I mean, it's part of the process.
Well, that's what I said.
But the attitude of the pure physicality can be quite intense and be mistaken for something deeper.
Right.
That doesn't mean that something deeper will carry that energy with it, too.
Absolutely. I agree. But a karmic relationship can have extremely intense feelings accompanying it.
Yeah, there's something, it's almost haunting. There's something familiar and haunting and new and mysterious and exciting about meeting somebody on a karmic level. It might stir up a longing or a recognition at some point that you can't quite articulate. And the thing about it is, it's not always mutual. The contrasting party may not feel the same way immediately. I mean, when it's mutual, then the spark of recognition, of course, is
much more
is intense. Being that from the soul to the body plane, there was a really strong bond of recognition. Sometimes from the soul to the body plane, one party may be distracted and not feel it, not sense it. They may be asleep for some reason.
Can it be part of the karma that one person might have that recognizance and the other person doesn't?
Yeah.
And that's what makes it so challenging on a karma level.
If there are two soulmates or two people that had engagement on the planet previously, and one left the other person and went into denial about addressing why they left the other person, whether it was from somebody else and they stifled feelings about hurting the other person, whether it was cheating or lying or something like that, that person may come back with a sense of amnesia because they're back on the planet and they're not really recognizing that they're encountering the soul in a new body of the person they once knew. Whereas the other person may say, subconsciously, I know this person. I feel it. I got it in my vibe, this person. And what's funny is that the attitude of the person with recognition may say, I love and hate this person. I loved them and I hated them for what they did. So they get this weird vibe that they instantaneously experience when they see somebody, and it's got a certain quality to it, a certain love and hauntingness, and then a certain fear, trepidation, anxiousness. That's why when we fall in love, we're like, you know, is he going to call? Aside from the normal attitudes of courtship, for aspect of why we have mystery and anxiety in love, some of that is a direct result of the karma that we left the person with when we were previously on the planet with them. That's why this anxiety level comes in, and sometimes uncertainty. How many people meet somebody and are really excited, and then they're wondering if they're going to call, or they're not going to call, whether the response is going to be picking up the vibe, they just want to go to bed with me, is there something deeper going on? These are all parts of the attitude of whether a relationship is really just karmic and or just physical and just body-wise attentive to. One reason we want to activate our souls and get in touch with our souls is that when we do meet our karmic relationships, we can register with some sense of accuracy who they are, because we have that ability in our brains to know who we're meeting. We don't always have to go to a psychic to get it. Some of us just know. And when the relationship is mutual, then it's really weird because the time factors when they meet are weird. The things that they're accustomed to doing are weird. You're thinking about them and they call. I mean, it just becomes a blend of fantasy and fact. where you think you're dreaming and X actually happened on a reality level. Now that's a soul connection where two people have the privilege of coming back and regrouping from some attitude of a relationship that wasn't completed in the previous lifetime.
Now, can our karmic relationships prevent a transcendent connection? I mean, can we have wonderful karmic relationships that will actually, if you know, that remaining in that relationship might return us to the planet again because we're supposed to be connecting with a transcendent partner?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm wondering, too, about transcendent relationships. I mean, are we talking, when we talk about transcendent relationships, is it always meaning that you're transcending with that person, or can these relationships be shorter in duration to help us transcend, but not necessarily in a union with another soul?
Both. Everything is gradually. Everything is to increase the reduction of karma. And indeed, if we are stuck or we are depressed or we have low self-esteem, what we can do is we can create self-imposed walls around us to where we stay locked in a relationship that's not healthy because we're afraid to move forward, or we're paying some kind of karmic debt, or we've got guilt, or we had poor upbringing. Something may help to instigate that sense of self-imposed walls where we just block everything off and we're locked in something that's totally unhealthy. Now, that doesn't mean that within that context there might be some important karma that is being resolved, and those self-imposed walls are for good reason, because you're not meant to escape. Maybe you have to face the karma of the person and figure out how to resolve it. So where we can be guilty of running from a relationship because we should be facing it, there's also the attitude that we should run because it's not healthy, or the possibility that we ran before and this time we're not supposed to. We're supposed to see what's going on in the energy field. And what's amazing is that when we start to work out our relationships with our karmic companions, things will start to activate in our environment. Changes will start to occur. Now, if it's stagnant, then you've got to look at it, because it's just like a body. Something's not circulating. Something's stuck. And then you have to examine at what level that stuckness is, whether it's at from one to seven chakras. You have to look at the theme and decide where that is. And so that brings up to mind, why do so many relationships that start off blossoming become stagnant and dead in the water? Woody Allen once made a joke about this is like a shark or something in a relationship. It's just like dead in the water. Theory is that sharks are never are stagnant. A shark has to keep moving, or the idea is that it will drown. Well, relationships, if they don't move and flourish, you can actually die in a relationship. A relationship can kill you as much as it can help you blossom.
Well, Neil, once again, we're at that point where we've got to start taking callers, or we're going to have a difficulty getting through all of these people that are so patiently waiting. So can we continue this on Wednesday?
Absolutely.
It's usually a two-parter here, or three even. But it's a good start. And again, everyone, please, just limit your questions to one per caller, because we've got a lot of people in the queue. And I'm going to bring on 305 first, because this is Deanna. Hi, and you waited so long another day, and I wasn't able to bring you on because you called late. We had a lot of callers. How are you? 11:89.
I'm good. I think you got me. You got me?
Oh, hello? You know what? I brought the wrong caller on. You know what? Who is this, actually? I misidentified you. I'm sorry.
I'm 305.
305. No, that's okay. What's your name?
My name is Eileen. Eileen. And this is a perfect conversation.
Eileen with
E-I-L. E-I-L-E-E-N.
Great, Eileen. I'm sorry. We have another caller from that area, but I didn't look at the full number. So I apologize. What's your birth date? This is Florida.
June 28, 1951. I just had a birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
June 28th.
Thank you.
1951. I'm glad you're enjoying the conversation.
Yes, it's perfect.
Great. What's your question?
So I've just cleared out so much in my life, and now I'm ready for the new journey. Thank you. Now I'm ready for the new journey. And I wanted to, I'm in a really peaceful place right now, and I wanted to know if Neil could see. What I want is, I need somebody to help me, a male that I'm intrigued with, that I'm attracted to, that I have karma, well, a soul. I want the twin flame to come, is what I'm asking
okay.
for.
Okay.
I was in a cellmate for a long time. Now I'm ready for a soulmate. I mean, a twin flame mate, yeah.
A twin flame, okay.
Not a cellmate.
A cellmate, yeah.
Right. No, not a cellmate.
She said soulmate.
Yes.
Well, that's a good
No, I said cellmate.
Cellmate.
Oh, she did
yeah,
say cellmate.
That's what I thought you said. Now you want a
cellmate. Not a cellmate.
No, that's now I want a twin flame mate.
Oh, a
yeah.
twin flame, okay.
Twin flame, okay.
Well,
you know, you're 54, you're 64.
No, I'm not.
She's 64.
She's 64 years old.
Okay.
Is that right? Yeah, 1951?
Yeah.
Yes, 1954. I just turned 64.
Yeah, 64. And you're actually, this is really important for you to understand, if nothing else, Eileen. You're 32 years past your karma of 32. Your karma was at 32, and you've gone through 32 years past that now. And that is change, big time. One of the biggest changes in your life is occurring now, because you've taken a chunk of your 32 years of karma, which occurred in 1983, and you are now 64 years old, which is just another cycle of full karma. And you're going into a major change of energy, where you're going to be meeting what you would consider your soulmate or your twin soul, whatever. You're going to that zone now. That's going to be happening. And it's going to be happening sometime between now and June of following year, but sometime between that time zone. I can't calculate it for you immediately. I don't have enough time. But you're going to be getting into that area. And I'm going to tell you something there. We know these are short readings, so this is significant just to let you know this much, that you are going to be doing it at the age of 64. And there's something, I don't know yet, but there's something about the image of stamps. I don't know if it's postal stamps, stamp collection, but there's something about stamps or a collection of some kind that's moving through me regarding you. It could be highly symbolic, but it's just moving through me. It could even be, believe it or not, a photo album, an old-fashioned photo album. Your age is very close to my age, and so there might be something in there. It might be something we're reaching for in the distant past of this lifetime that will suggest who this soulmate's going to be. But I want to leave you with that right now, because we've got so many callers.
We do have so many callers, Eileen, and we invite you to call back on another show, or you can call
okay.
me directly. Today we're so busy.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. We do try to get to every
That's okay.
caller.
Okay.
Thank you. 2596-7818. You're very welcome. Thank you for calling. And, again, everyone's always invited to come to the show. We're on the air Mondays and Wednesdays. But let me bring on our next caller, 515 area code. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who's this, please, and your birth date and location?
Jennifer in Iowa, and 8576.
8576. Okay, and what is your question, Jennifer?
Do you see a more romantic, a deeper relationship developing between myself and a friend of mine?
Okay.
Between yourself and a friend of yours, and you are 38 years old?
Yes.
Well, you had a change of energy 2 years ago in a relationship.
That's when we met.
What's that? What'd you say?
That's when we met.
That's
when you met, yeah. Okay. That was where the change occurred. And so your life goes in increments of 9, and it's been 2 years. So that means that this August is going to be a revealing date for this person and you. That means that once we get through July and August occurs, Jennifer, there's going to be a clearer definition in regards to you and this person. And then that's going to set the tone for the next chapter of your life, whether it's with him or somebody else. That tone is going to set something, because something very important is going to come up sometime at the tail end of July into August, where a decision, the universe will impose a decision upon the two of you. And they'll do it through circumstance. So something's going to come up. Now, around that time, there could be some attitude of a job change or a job theme. Yeah. And that will amount to how this is going to work its way through, given that your free wills, both of your free wills are going to be involved in the decision making, which I don't have time to predict on the radio today. And I don't know if there is a sheer, clear-cut prediction. There is a psychic interpretation as to what might lead to the prediction, which might add insight to the end result. But so far, I'm getting clarity that I'm getting some validations from you. So for the short reading that I'm giving you, enough has been established at the beginning of this time to say that we're in serious business here with this person.
Serious business.
I don't have time to get his birth date, but that would be another added attraction to the insight. I don't have time, though, to do that with so many callers.
Okay.
Okay. Jennifer,
okay,
thank you for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
You're very welcome. Hi, 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. If you'd like a further conversation, you may contact him there. If you contact via email, you're going to reach me, and I will be directing you back to that phone number if there are inquiries about longer discussions. Okay, area code 661. Hello.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi.
My name is Hannah. Hi.
I'm sorry, your name again?
My name is Hannah. I think I've got a little bit of a delay with my answer. I'm calling the outside.
Gosh, we're having a hard time hearing her.
Hannah.
Hannah, I got that. What's your birth date, Hannah?
October 3, 78.
Okay. Welcome to the show. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Holland.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Wow. What part?
Well, the northern part. You wouldn't know it, but it's quite north. Of course, north now.
Oh. Okay, I have been to Holland quite a while ago.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So have you. Yeah. Okay, Hannah, what's your question?
Well, me and my partner, my boyfriend, have been together for a long time, and we want to take the next step. We want to look at moving in together at one point, and I'm just wondering what you feel, what you see with that.
Okay. Do you have a birth date for your boyfriend very quickly?
Yes. He's the 28th of May, 1980.
You know what? I want to make sure, Hannah, that we have your birth date correct. Are you born in October 3rd? Is that right? Or is it March 10th?
No. October 3rd.
Okay. I wanted to make sure that we didn't get it in reverse, because I know you guys do birth dates opposite order on the month and day. So it's May 28th, 80 for him. 5, 6, 7, 15, 25.
Okay, and you're 36 years old.
Yes,
oh,
I am.
You had a chain. You compounded your master numbers too. There could have been a divorce or a harsh breakup in your past, real after a long duration of a relationship, or a divorce within your.
No,
mom.
I had a big breakup.
Big breakup in the past there, and you're 36 now. So the energy, you see, your master number is 2 and his master number is 6. It just, again, you know, in dealing with these complicated matters, as we've dealt with the other former two callers, there's only so much time I can give each of these callers when I've got so many callers. But what I can tell you is that there is a very strong connection between the two of you. Now, your master numbers together equal 8, which is both outstanding in your year. You have it in after your 7, and he has it for his first number. If we look at the alignment of your years, your 7 to his 8, it becomes 78, the year you're born. Your 8 aligned with his 0 becomes 80, the year he's born. And that signifies to me that there's a pretty good chance that you may be encountering someone of some serious duration. The attitude, though, is a little bit difficult because you're coming in, Hannah, with a really strong, challenging time in relationships in this time of your, in this chapter of your lifetime. You're not coming in with a really easy go at it because there's a lot of karma you developed, and because of that karma, you're inclined to experience troublesome relationships, fulfilling but then troubling. So in this regard, what you have found is actually a pretty good chance for something to succeed. His number being 6, is a certain third eye energy that's insightful, and so that's going to be important. 14, 15, 21. Yeah, there's a certain insight and creativity about the person that may be enhancing your energy field. So is the person that you're involved with at all artistically inclined, talented, anything on that level?
Very musical, I could say.
Yeah, musical. That's what I was getting at. So, I can tell you with my limited time that this is, again, you're in a serious connection. It's past life. You have a past life with the person. It is meant to, see, because his day is 28, that's a 10, and your day is 3, and you're born on 10-3, so it becomes very interesting. And so you have a karma with this person with the idea that once you work yourself through this karma, it can turn into a really intense relationship, very stronger than it even is now. But I just don't have time to go into the further details of mapping it out as far as the radio goes.
May I say something? I don't want to ask a question. I just want. I find it interesting that I've been with this man for almost 3.5 years, and I've had ups and downs where I've doubted it, but then I love him so much, and then I'm so connected to him, and I've many times thought that it's something to do with past life.
Yeah.
I don't want to be, but I want to say it, you know?
Yeah, 3.5 years is important in terms of the time frame where you're starting to consider some very serious matters with this person, and your mixed up commotion with him is a result of your karma that you came into the earth with. So there's nothing there that's too complicated to analyze. It's all kind of par for the course. What we would like to do is try to see how, on a transcendent note, where this might lead. That would be the next question to ask.
That would be the... Yeah, we invite you, Hannah, just as we invite everyone else, to call back on another show, or you can contact Neil directly, 562-596-7818. And, of course, we would love if you followed our show or joined us on Facebook as well, Hannah.
Do you have a website?
I go to the Facebook. Neil does have a website, but there's a link, I believe, for the website on Blog Talk Radio, but it's not kept up. So, really, the most current websites would be via Facebook. And our website here.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much, Hannah. Okay. Area code, this is a private caller. Good morning.
Hi, this is Patricia, and my birthday is 1/24/1963.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
How are you doing? Good. What's
there
going
you
on?
Go.
What's your... Good.
My question is, I have a neighbor that lives across the street, and she rented it out before it got destroyed, and now she came and fixed it, cleaned it up, and she has it for sale. And I was just hoping that these destructive people are not going to be moving into the neighborhood again. And
yes.
I was wondering if it's going to sell to better people. I do have her birth date. I don't know if that's relevant, but...
Go ahead.
Her birthday is 9/11/1944.
Yikes. Well, 9/11/21, 9/11/2.
Yeah, it's no wonder she introduced some destructive factor in your environment. Not that a 29/11/2 is a terribly, you know, Hannah was a 29/11/2. I'm not suggesting that.
Hannah was lovely.
Hannah. That there's immediate alarms about that. But what it does do to some degree, and again, I don't bombard me with emails or texts that would suggest that 29/11/2 is bad. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that there's a certain controversy around that number, and that goes without saying. I mean, there is that, but there's a duality to everything. And in this regard, Patricia, this person has come in with a little sense of havoc and bringing havoc into the environment. So I can't say verbatim that they won't rent to either this recurring party or somebody else in time that would bring some kind of mischief or aggravation to the neighborhood because they're kind of geared towards that energy. However, I'm on the other hand, I'm not getting a definitive read that that's what has to happen. I'm seeing somebody with a strong M sound. It could be Michael, Malcolm, Mikkel or something that seems to be involved in the neighborhood on some outskirt level, maybe formerly was in the neighborhood or coming back to the neighborhood or is about to encounter the neighborhood. But there's a strong M sound. Is there anybody on the block that you know of with the M, Michelle, Michael, Mikkel, anybody to your knowledge at this point?
Not that I know of yet. Well, I just divorced a Michael. He left, but he's getting married.
Oh.
He lives somewhere else. He's the only Michael that I know.
No. Did he ever enter your home where you live?
Oh, yeah, we lived here,
and then
we got divorced.
Okay, that's the Michael. Patricia, that's the Michael that I'm picking up on that has been there. So it's my cue to say to you that I'm connecting to your neighborhood and energy. The Michael had to do with you, but from there, if I had time, I would further analyze the process as to who's going to be moving in next door because I've already got a tag on somebody who lived in your home with that name. And that's my green light to go forward and further investigate. But I just don't have time for that. I hope that there is going to be some peace in your neighborhood. But at this point, I'm still involved in the duality of the possibility that there may be some trouble moving into that house. Now, there may be a way to avert that, but that would have to be dealt with in a more deeper way than what I can do on the radio.
Okay, Patricia. Thanks for checking in with us. It's been a while, so nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I'll call again. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Nothing worse than neighbors that are disruptive or difficult. As someone who does not tolerate noise, has about zero tolerance for it.
Yeah, well.
I get very nervous about new neighbors or...
When you get into neighborhoods, you get into tribal energies and all kinds of things that are going on.
Exactly.
That there's karma in it.
Okay, area code 404 is our next caller. Good morning.
Good morning, this is Yana.
Hi, Yana. And it's
hi.
And A. Hi, and she's a 970. Is that right?
2611 on the end.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say your full birthday for us.
September 12th, 1970.
Yes, that's what I said. 9/12/70. Yeah, she repeated her last numbers of her phone number. Mm-hmm. Okay, then I got confused that I had the birthday wrong. What's going on, Yana? What's your question?
My question is that I haven't had, like, really healthy, fulfilling relationship, and is this what is in my karma, or is something better coming that I need to pay attention, or what is here for me that I am here for?
Well, you see, Yana, you're, again, your master number is 29 equals 11 equals 2, and more chances than not, that people who are 29 equal 11 equal 2 when they're in their karmic and master number have trouble in relationships. Sometimes they have many relationships, but they have trouble. There's trouble. And so you came into the world with this trouble already built into your soul that is now manifesting in your bodily walk because it's about past life stuff. So there is that energy going on. Now, You're 44 years old, which is better news than worse news in terms of relationship, because you can still, luckily, you can still encounter a spiritual relationship and a gratifying one even while you're in the midst of your 40s. So that's still an idea that you could experience, not just because it's common sense or the probabilities are such that there's, you know, the randomly speaking, you can have, obviously anyone can be in a relationship. Well, I'm talking about this psychically. So there seems to be somebody, Yana, that I'm getting this individual, and at one point in time, they attended a church. Okay, this was formally. And they attended the church to get a sense of spiritual nourishment. I don't know if they're still going to church, but they, at one point in time they did this to get a sense of spiritual nourishment. So they're sort of on a renewal of spiritual energy. And this is the person that I think is coming up ultimately for you, maybe even around September, it's possible. And if you're in a relationship now, that's not the one I'm talking about. It doesn't sound like you are, but I'm talking about not the one you're in now. I'm talking about one coming up. So that means that if you are in one, there may be some trouble in there that might abruptly end the relationship. Are you in a relationship as we speak?
No.
Yeah. So what I'm talking about is the one that will be coming up. And have you ever been involved with a man that had gone to church or had some kind of church affiliation?
No, not. I mean,
yeah.
They've been in the church, but they're not like active.
Well, this person's not a fanatic about church, but there is some sense of spiritual, religious concept in this person's brain that I think you're going to experience in this new relationship coming in on a pleasing level, not a displeasing level, but a pleasing level. So I'm predicting something good coming up for you, Yana.
Okay, Yana, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
All right, 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. Please do join us right here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook and on Twitter. Also, Neil's books, Amazon.com. That link is on our Blog Talk Radio page as well. Okay, 917, good morning. Hello. Okay. We're going to knock them off. 201, are you there?
Yes, hi. My name's Jennifer. Hi. My birthday is October 9th, 1978, and I just want to see what you see for as far as romantic relationship. I've been seeing this person on and off, and I don't know if it's ever going to amount to anything.
Do you want to look at his birthday? We can get that quickly from you.
January
11, 73. 73, another
11, 1, 1, 1.
Wow.
3, 13, 23, 5. Jesse, and you're 36 years old, so you've just gone through a change at 35, and your master number is 8, 3, 13,
okay.
23. He's a 5. So he's a 5 and you're an 8. So he's a 5 and you're an 8. His karma is involved in your 35 because your karmic number is 35. So his karma is involved in that. You become a 13-4. There's a troubling. Is this the person you're with now currently?
Yes, you could say that.
Yeah.
It's been going on and off for 3 years now.
I understand. I understand.
I'm all going to get married and have kids, and I just don't know if that's ever going to happen with him. I'm wasting my time.
Yeah. Well, it's troubling. This is a troubling situation. And there's a 3-year energy between your master numbers. Don't forget, Jennifer, you're an 8, he's a 5. The difference of that is 3, and you're at your 3-year time duration with him.
Okay.
And you are 36 years old, so that means at 35 you were supposed to have made a change. And if he was having cold feet at 35, when you were 35, since you've been with him for 3 years and there was some difficulty there, probably health-wise, you should have ended it then. You're taking it further in energy. And where I do validate that there is a connection between the two of you. There's no doubt about that. So we don't have to know.
Yeah, like what you were saying at the beginning of the show, I feel that way about him. I think that's why I just can't look the other direction and move on.
Yeah, you know, Jennifer, here's a difficulty. A relationship can have the content of a soul experience. It can have the content of all the vibrations that make it work. It can have everything.
Right.
But the glue that really sticks it together sometimes falls into the category of free will and how a person progresses towards their higher energy and makes rational, mature decisions. Probably this guy is not ready to make those kinds of decisions. So what he does is he holds on and holds on and holds on.
He doesn't want me to meet anyone else, of course.
Yeah, I know.
Then I get mad. I think you're selfish, so I'm going to move forward. But you see another person coming in, or am I just...
Oh, no. This person is not your only choice in life.
So the answer is
yes, you
see someone coming in.
Yeah, I see somebody else coming in, but... to speak on this person's behalf, if he wants you, he better get on the ball. And if he doesn't want you, you shouldn't be obligated to hang out with him.
No, I understand.
You know, So, I would say to you that if come this October, if you're still talking like you're talking to me now, move forward. Move forward by then. Yeah.
Okay,
oh, wow.
Jennifer.
Okay, thanks so much.
That's helpful to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
562-596-7818. Bye-bye, Jennifer. I don't know if we've spoken with her before. I don't remember.
I don't know.
Okay. Area code 774 is next. The list never ends. Hi.
Hi. Hi. My name's Dave. My birthday is 11/2/64, and I'm 50 years old.
Hi, welcome to the show, Dave.
Thank you.
What's your question?
I was listening to one of Neil's previous shows last night on spirit guides and things. And thank you, Neil, for taking my call. My question is, Neil, what do you think the best way for me is to show my appreciation, for my spirit guides and the things that they do for me? But I don't know how. So.
Well, in the conversation you have with spirit guides, first of all, feel free to just talk with them out loud. You don't necessarily, you're not going to be held accountable for knowing your spirit guide's name or for having some actualized sense of your spirit guide. That comes with a higher attitude of just of having your faculties develop so intensely that you have that connection already established. So you're not being held responsible for not really knowing. There's a sort of shield and blanket sometimes blocking us from actually having that experience, because we're here on the earth to fulfill a certain karmic destiny, and sometimes our guides stand in the background, in the shadows. But what you can do, Dave, is you can utilize a dialogue and talk out loud to them, because they're there. And the intensity of your words, even if you stumble and it's not the greatest monologue, but if it's the intensity of your words and the purpose and the intent of what you're trying to establish by talking to your guide, will start to grow. It will start to flourish. So I would talk to them as though they were your counsel. And you've got to remember, too, that that in that energy field, when you're joining energies, it's very important to, whenever you're going to connect to somebody, always make sure that you validate that energy. It's very important. Like right now, I've got to say, even in terms of this radio show, it's Kristen and our radio show. So all of the listeners, always consider us as a team. We're a unit. We work in that capacity. So it's just not my show, it's our show. And when you're talking to your guide, on the other hand, Dave, there's an attitude of connecting to your guide as though you're one. You have total trust. Whenever we are going to connect to another human form or a spirit form, we have this responsibility of formulating our higher thoughts that we're all one in the universe, all of us. Or one in the universe. That's the epitome of the consciousness of existence. So when you're talking to your guide, go on stepping stones of faith, that as you speak to your guide, those loving energies will be listening to you, and from there you'll discover miraculously how to develop a relationship with your personal guide. It will start to manifest in more visible terms.
Awesome. Okay, great. Thank you.
Welcome. Yeah.
You made him laugh.
Well, good. I mean, I think one of the amazing things about our life on this planet is that we all have guides. And so, and one exciting discovery that I think they should have classes in college about it is how to connect to your personal guide. How
I don't know who would
teach
it.
Oh, I think it would be that.
It would be great, but I think most people really aren't educated on that.
In the metaphysical schools, I'm sure you can go and find seminars and things like that. But it should be part of our
curriculum.
How to connect to your personal guide, how to develop your psychic skills. I've been looking forward to that being in the educational system at some point in time.
All right. Area code 512 is our next caller. I don't think so.
I haven't left.
Who's this, please? Area code 512, bad connection. Bad connection.
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Julia.
That's okay, Julia. Hi. And what's your birthday, Julia, and location, please?
I'm in Texas, and my birthday is 9876.
9876. What brings you to our show today, 1727?
I actually was just wondering if there's anything that I should be looking out for coming up, within the next couple months.
Okay.
Well, you're 38 years old. Is there anything you should be watching out for? Yeah. Let me ask you a question. First of all, do you have any animals, any pets?
I do. I have one dog.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a blessing. I know this is kind of specific, and there's probably 100 things we could talk about, but I can only choose one out of the barrel for the moment. I'm going to put an energy field around your dog for safety. Now, that isn't to suggest that there's anything wrong. In fact, it's to suggest that I'm going to put an angel around your home for safety with your dog. Has your dog been in any previous accidents or mishaps or gone to the vet for any reason?
Interestingly enough, yeah, she has actually been struggling with her back, right, I don't know if it's her knee or her hip, and then also on her left side as well. She's just limping a little bit.
Yeah. Well, your dog needs a reading. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm doing a dog reading. The dog whisperer, Caesar, step aside. I'm in charge right now. I'm going to do a dog reading because I'm going to your dog probably had a past life. He once worked in the Army. I don't know what he's doing. But anyways, I'm going to do here is I'm going to put a protection. Was anybody in the armed forces in your family? Anybody
Quite
involved
a few.
In the Army? Okay, so I'm doing a reading for your dog. He should be enthused. We're going into the past life of the wars and everything. Okay.
Maybe the dog will be in the military.
Maybe the Ring Tin Tin or something. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a blessing around your dog because, St. Francis is...
St. Francis is the patron saint of animals.
Yeah, and the current...
Pope Francis, St. Francis.
St. Francis, and then the Pope Francis. And then there's Francis the Talking Mule, but we won't get into him. Okay, so the idea is that, Julia, that I'm going to put a blessing around your dog for good health, good energy. There's something the dog's a little bit sad about. I don't quite know what it is. There might be something that it's picking up in your life that might have, you sound like a nice gay person to me, but there might be a certain element of conflict that you're going through the dog's picking up on. Very sensitive dog. So I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but I'm going to put, I think for this reading, I'm just going to put a blessing around your dog, your dog's health. But I don't want to leave you with anxiety. I want to leave you that there's going to be an angel in your home watching over your animal. And now that I'm talking, I'm seeing some good things coming up for you. I can't quite, I get a vibe that something good is coming up for you. I can't quite specify it yet. But it's a good edge of energy. I'm trying to peek behind the curtain. I can't, don't have time to see it in full.
Okay.
But it's a good energy. And someone... It seems like someone from the other side is trying to reach out to you, trying to talk to you. I don't know. It might be a family member. It might be a grandmother or something very intense that was once close. But I'm getting a vibe of somebody trying to reach out to you.
Probably my mom.
Your mom crossed? Because I was going to say...
said grandmother, but that's the same
line.
Like
a mother type figure. So she's trying to reach
out
and state something.
People thought she was my grandma.
Well, good. Your laughter is a good energy. And so I don't know what the message is yet, but there's a reaching out of some kind. A lot of the spirits will notice I'm around, and they just all flock around sometimes because it's an access. If they can make a phone call and say hello. But she does state that. And there seems to be some compassion behind her history that maybe wasn't fully expressed immediately on the planet. But there's something that seems to be lingering there. But it's not a bad thing. The intentions are good.
Okay. Julia, we thank you for your call. Oh, wow. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. I know that Cammy will appreciate that. That's my dog, Cammy.
Oh,
and,
great.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. God bless.
Okay, you're welcome. God bless you. 562-596-7818. Julie can join us on Facebook, on Twitter, and right here on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, Neil, we've got 3 minutes left.
Oh, wow.
And we've got, like, 5 callers.
Oh, I can't do it.
30 seconds to take one more.
We'll try one more.
All right. All right, this is 917. We tried to bring them on earlier, and they called back.
Hi.
Are you there?
Hi. Yes.
Hi.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I couldn't.
It was a bad connection before. What's your name?
Oh, it's Sharon.
Sharon?
And, yes.
And
you
birthday,
touched on
location.
Something. 83157.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you've touched on a couple topics that I need to ask about, and it is neighbors who have been very destructive in my, you know, home, breaking in and stealing my dog. And I wonder if you could pick up on that and how to, who it might be, how to stop them.
Oh, Sharon, we've spoken with you before, haven't we?
No. I've tried, but I haven't been able to get through.
I think we have. I feel that we have quite a while ago because the subject
okay.
is ringing a bell. But anyway, Neil, I'm going to hand it over to you
well,
for the moment while I look at
you know,
my notes.
You're born in 57, and you are, my calculation, 57 years old.
Right.
Yeah, and so this is a turning point, and you have a problem with neighbors breaking into your home and also taking your dog.
Right.
Stealing your
just not too
yeah.
long ago, yeah, they took her off the leash and was all over the place. Found some poor grandma found her in her fenced yard that
well,
she doesn't have
know,
to talk.
The only, I mean, you could, you know, this is more practical advice. You can inform the police that you're having trouble with your neighbor and let them go over and discuss with them what the boundary lines are about being good neighbors or bad neighbors.
Right. Well, I've already tried that. That's not going to work.
Oh. Well, then what this demands, Sharon, is I would have to, I don't have time, but I have to go then, therefore, into the depth of the connection of your neighborhood and what kind of tribal problems you're having with your neighbors from a past life syndrome into this lifetime. And why you don't have the proper protection around your home as you should have, and why these elements are kind of breaking into your fortress, so to speak. So it has something, it might even start with the body itself. There might be some defense attitude, energy in your body where you could have, sometimes people can have asthma, emphysema, hard time breathing, heart palpitations, irregular heartbeat. Do you have any of those things, Sharon?
Just recently, the palpitations.
Uh-huh. Well, what you see, your problem demands more attention and consideration on a psychic level. What I've done here is I've established a certain exposure of a problem, given that you've given me this information. But my faculties have discovered that there's something deeper going on than a mere two-minute reading can resolve. So your issue is a little bit deeper and more serious than just a brief advice on the radio, which, you know, the policeman thing didn't work, and you're adamant saying that they won't, that's not going to work with them, and I believe you. So it's got to go into a deeper analysis of karmic energy to discover how to solve this.
And Sharon, if you'd like to call Neil directly, his number is 562-596-7818. But we do have to close the show today. We're out of time. But we thank you for your call. We're back on the air on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. We apologize to those we weren't able to get to today. It was a longer list than we had time to accommodate. So please try us on Wednesday. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.